Rosie on the House is every Arizona homeowner's best friend. A Saturday morning tradition. We're going to bring Robert into the conversation and see what we can help him with in his landscape. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Rosie said he prefers the above ground spotlight kind of lamp that's banded. I have a bunch of trees that I wanted to do landscape lighting on, and I've noticed that some of these resorts and things, that when they use the that kind of a light, it looks more like a flood lamp light than it does what you want. And I thought, I prefer the buried light that shines straight up from the ground on trees. Am I wrong on that, or is? And then the other question I had was, is it better to have one large transformer for low voltage lighting, or just the multiple transformers?
Well, on the fixture selection, again, it really goes back to the lamp. And we have fixtures that are in-ground fixtures, and we have fixtures that are above-ground fixtures. You would obviously choose one or the other depending upon traffic in the area or the look that you're trying to achieve. If you really do not want to see those fixtures, you can go to the in-ground, and they hold the same lamp. So we can do the same thing with them. And we have a lamp which would be a narrow beam spread, allows us to light something very tall and bright, or a wider beam spread, more of a wash of light. So again, the effect we're trying to achieve. So you can do either. Truthfully, I do like the above ground fixtures. I like to use them where we can because they are easier to work with if you do have to change a lamp or you need to adjust it. But, you know, they can get kicked in the landscape or if maintenance people come through. So, you know, you just have to take into account what's happening in that area. As far as transformers are concerned, I would always prefer the simplicity of having one power center on a property. We typically would have a timer and a photocell control, so we can have it come on when it gets dark and shut off at a predetermined time. Maybe even come back on again in the morning if you're out early and you're up and you want to see some lighting in your yard before the sun comes up. But always easier to have one power center and one timer to set rather than having multiples. And nowadays with the LED lamps that we use, one power center on a residence can light an awful lot of fixtures. So,
and if you wanted to talk further or somebody wanted to get a hold of you during the week, it's Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping.
Yes, and call me at 480-922-9497, and you can check us out on the web at thinkgreenaz.com.
Been in Arizona, I mean, you're native.
I'm a native. My parents, my grandparents, and my great-grandfather came here when he was 3 in a covered wagon. In 1881.
1881. Do you still have the wagon in the family?
No.
No,
sold it.
You
we
don't have
it
the
in.
Wheel? Oh, man. That would be a nice decoration out front. That old family wagon, covered wagon
long
in the front?
Gone.
Long gone. All right. Termites get it or something?
Who knows?
Living Christmas trees. If it's not right for you, might be a great gift.
That's right. Somebody just bought a new home, maybe, or hadn't bought a Christmas tree yet. I'll tell you what, I'll bring some bows to them on Monday. You buy one down there, it'll come with a bow if you need it.
Jonathan,
if you need
Manning,
it that way.
A hand-tied bow.
That's right.
What kind of trees are they again? Aleppo pine?
It's Alderica pine or Mondale pine.
You're looking at your list.
Yeah.
Goldwater.
There's so many names, you got to write them all down. But they are all the same kind of pine, and it's the kind of pine that does the best here in the desert. Big shade tree. And they all keep that pine tree shape while they're all the way up until they're 40, 50 feet tall.
They will get that tall.
They can get that tall, yeah.
So, like you said, a new home, somebody just moved in, bare landscape.
Yeah, you want one big tree that grows fast for the middle of the backyard. Be a great tree and a great thing to have around in the meantime till Christmas.
And Elgin Nursery and Tree Farm retail location is?
83rd and right off of I-10 on McDowell. So you get off on 83rd Avenue, a little bit further west to 8606 West McDowell. And our elginnursery.com would be the place to find even a little map and all the rest of the information about our nursery.
North side of McDowell, it's about 5 acres, right, on that?
Yeah, it's about 5 acres there, and we also grow on another 25 acres real close by. That yard's not open to the public, but it's where we grow all the material to make it nice and established in our climate.
You know? You're a landscaper working in that area, Goodyear, Avondale, Litchfield, that you pull your truck in there and pick up your wholesale materials?
Right there on 83rd Avenue and, 8606 West McDowell.
Excellent. Well, gentlemen, we appreciate y'all joining us in the Landscape and Garden Hour for this Saturday morning. Coming up, we're talking more gift ideas. We mentioned Paul Bunyan Firewood earlier in the program. If you are a cook and you're looking for some good wood for pecans or hickories for smoking or pizza ovens, or you're looking, you're a pyromaniac like a couple of our guests here, and you're looking for a bonfire in your yard and you don't have wood on hand, you can go down there, get a truckload, get it delivered. Paul Bunyan, you can find the information, the details, contact at rosieonthehouse.com/holiday. And we're going to be talking some other things that are available there and just some general gift ideas for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
We've had a lot of fun here the last couple months just putting together different gift ideas. Jenny, I want to thank you for all the research you've done. You've come up with some great things.
It's been fun.
It has been fun. A lot of the manufacturers have sent us actual tool sets and things to test. Our little workshop has been a Santa's research and development shop the last couple months. It's been a lot of fun to test everything out.
And we're going to be raffling some of it off as well.
We are going to be raffling some of it off. You have to stay tuned. We'll be giving some away here on air. You'll be winning it. And we're going to talk different kind of tool sets. We're going to talk about different kind of gift ideas for you or someone you know, whether they're handy or not. We've tried to get a broad selection of gift ideas out there for all of you. The article in the Arizona Republic this morning mentions about six different things. We'll be covering those the next couple hours. And I'd like to hear from our listeners as to what maybe was the best home improvement gift you ever received. Huh? Let's talk about that. You know, what project? Do you have a project that you're giving as a gift? Well, let's talk through the best ways to knock that project out as quick as possible. It's Rosie on the House. We're here till 11 o'clock. Stay tuned.
The Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.